Please, everybody sings Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star, you gotta bend those strings till the hang comes out. Make all the drunk girls scream and shout. We love it, we hate it, we're all just trying to make it. We love it, we hate it, we all came here to make it in this crazy town.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station. Available anywhere with the free Civic Media app. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. and Iran exchanging fire over the weekend, drawing into question the ceasefire talks that had been happening. The war now in its fourth month, and says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The economic toll continues to hit Americans here at home with these high gas prices, but the president still insists he is in no rush to make a deal. Late overnight, he posted on social media telling critics to sit back and relax, saying it will all work out in the end.
Dozens of arrests now reported outside the ICE detention facility in Newark, New Jersey, a mandatory curfew put in place over the weekend following days of determinations. Another strike into an alleged drug boat in the Eastern Pacific. Three more killed, bringing the number killed since the U.S. strikes began to more than 200. President Trump says he will headline the opening ceremony at the Great American State Fair, marking the nation's 250th birthday. That announcement after most of the musicians who had agreed to perform pulled out, complaining it was too partisan. This is ABC News. A Hollywood legend would have turned 100 years old today. ABC's Danny New with more on how fans of Marilyn Monroe are celebrating.
Born Norma Jean Mortensen, the L.A. native landed her breakout role in 1953's Niagara.
Ooh, do you feel the breeze from the subway? Isn't it delicious?
With now classic films like The 7-Year Itch.
I wanna be loved by you.
And over the weekend, a record-breaking 1,037 lookalikes gathered in Palm Springs, dressed in her iconic getup from 7-Year Itch.
You say 100 years. I feel like she never left us.
It appears this 100-year itch will never be scratched.
Chipmaker NVIDIA unveiling a new chip that puts AI capabilities directly into laptops and desktops to be delivered this fall. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang saying it's part of a 3-year deal they've been working on with Microsoft that will, in his words, reinvent PCs for the AI era. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has approved over $15.3 million in post-disaster funding for Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin. The money comes through two federal programs. The larger share, more than $12.6 million, falls under FEMA's public assistance program, which helps states and local governments cover the costs of recovering from declared disasters. The remainder goes toward the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, designed to help communities prevent future damage before the next disaster strikes. Federal officials say the goal isn't just to repair what was lost, it's to rebuild smarter and stronger. Working families and retirees in Wisconsin say they don't have the ability to absorb financial hits from rising health care, grocery, and gas prices. Joined by State Senator Jeff Smith, Eau Claire community members recently came together at a roundtable hosted by Opportunity Wisconsin to discuss the personal impacts of the affordability crisis. Retired veteran John Sterling explains 47% of his fixed income goes toward paying for housing. He says every extra dollar he has to spend cuts deep into his budget.
I'm in a nutrition situation right now. Eventually, this is going to catch up to me, and I'm going to be homeless. And the VA won't do squat for me until I'm actually homeless.
Sterling says the Veterans Rental Assistance Program was helping him cover housing costs, but he's unable to reach them now. According to their automated phone system, a record number of requests for assistance have resulted in all funds being exhausted. ATV and UTV drivers need to take note of new regulations from the DNR. Anyone riding or driving these are now required to wear a seatbelt. If you intentionally cause damage with one, you can be charged up to 3 times the cost to repair the damage beyond the fine. You can find the full list of regulations and class specifics on the DNR's website. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging people to get outside and enjoy Wisconsin trails as National Trails Day approaches on June 6th. National Trails Day is celebrated each year to highlight the importance of outdoor recreation, conservation, and trail stewardship. The DNR says Wisconsin offers thousands of miles of trails on public lands for hiking, biking, horseback riding, and other outdoor activities. The department and local partners are also celebrating several recent trail projects, including a ribbon-cutting event June 6 at the Brule River State Forest. Officials say roughly 9 miles of new multi-use trails will officially open there, offering opportunities for hiking, mountain biking, snowshoeing, and fat tire biking. The DNR is also reminding visitors that trail passes are required for some activities on certain state trails, and that pass purchases help fund trail maintenance and operations across Wisconsin. More information about Wisconsin trails and National Trails Day events is available on the DNR website. If you're planning to hit the trails this summer, the Wisconsin ATV and UTV Association is reminding riders of several new state laws that take effect today. Anyone riding or driving a UTV are now required to wear a seatbelt. If you intentionally cause damage with an ATV or UTV, you can be charged up to 3 times the cost to repair the damage beyond the fine. ATV or UTV operators may not tow objects bearing any person on a trail or route. However, the rule does not prohibit towing a disabled ATV or UTV. Riders must wear eye protection unless the vehicle has a windshield, and there are now window tint restrictions for UTVs. You can find the full list of regulations and class specifics on the DNR's website. The DNR encourages riders to review the full 2026 ATV and UTV law book and check local ordinances before heading out on the trails. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Minocqua Chevrolet is here to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. They're 100% locally owned. No games, no gimmicks, no surprise add-ons. They treat customers the way they want to be treated. A great place to do business. Plus, get a full AC Delco synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of $59.95. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Your local Chevrolet dealer for Park Falls, Minocqua, and beyond.
The Brewers take on the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers open a 4-game series tonight against the struggling San Francisco Giants. Lefty Shane Drone on the mound for Milwaukee against the Giants right-hander Landon Roop. The Brewers with a 2-0 victory yesterday in Houston to win the series against the Astros. Pat Murphy pleased he was able to rest a couple of his starters and still get the win.
There's a lot of good things happening. You know, we're giving guys a day here and there. I give Churio and Contreras a day off, and the club still came through. You know, that's losing a lot of firepower there. But, yeah, Miz and Uribe and McGill, you know, doing the things we need to do.
The Brewers in first place, 4.5 games ahead of the Cardinals, who beat the Cubs yesterday 5-1 to win that series 2-1. College baseball, the UWM Panthers playing again tonight against Auburn in the NCAA Regionals. They lost last night to the Tigers 8-1. Tonight's winner will advance to the Super Regionals with sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, congrats again to our state track qualifiers, the 4x8 relay team of Phillips, Lila Raymer, Ruby McCormick, Tana Henderson, and Leah Harper, and the 4x8 relay team from Phillips, the boys, Logan Sokolowski, Josh Edwards, Spencer Haney, and Gavin Esterholm. The 4x8 relay team from Rib Lake also advancing on. Caleb Scott, Jackson Shute, Truman Smith, and Seamus Highfill. Rib Lake's Ella Orison also in the 100-meter dash, and Rib Lake's Ella Talusi in the 100-meter hurdles. Phillips, Gavin Esterholm, two events for Gavin. Besides that 4x8, the 1600 and the 3200. And Leah Harper also individually in the 800 and the 1600 advancing on. Hurley's Evan Barbachovi in the 300-meter hurdles. Phillips' Tana Henderson in the 200-meter run. Riblake's Jeb Henderson in the high jump. Riblake's Maddie Rademacher in the high jump. And Butternut's Caitlin Bebo just missing as she finished in fifth place in her event in the 400-meter run. Congrats to all.
High in the rugged Black Hills of South Dakota, the faces of four towering American presidents gaze out over the landscape. Begun in 1927 by sculptor Gutzon Borglum, Mount Rushmore was an audacious feat of engineering. For 14 years, workers dangled from ropes using dynamite and drills to meticulously carve 60-foot portraits of Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln from solid granite. Yet this monumental achievement remains deeply controversial as it was carved into land sacred to the Lakota Sioux. Mount Rushmore stands as a complex, awe-inspiring symbol of American ambition, a permanent reflection of our nation's towering ideals, incredible achievements, and the difficult historical realities carved into our shared history.
This celebration of America's 250th birthday is sponsored by Park Falls Builders, a family tradition since 1980, serving the community with building supplies, hardware, and design services.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
Every year, Wisconsin hunters have the opportunity to buy some beautiful state wildlife stamps. Sam Timm's winning artwork for the 2026 waterfall stamp depicts two hooded mergansers in flight. Well, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting artwork for several annual bird stamp contests. More details when we return, but first.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish, and nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back. Your Wisconsin DNR reminds artists that it is now accepting artwork entries for the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contests. The winning artwork will appear on the 2027 collection of stamps. Each year, local artists from across the Badger State compete for the opportunity to showcase their talents, commemorate their work, and promote wildlife conservation. Stamp design entries must be received or postmarked by August 1st. Judging will take place on August 22nd at the Waterfowl Hunters Expo in Oshkosh. The sales of these three stamps generate hundreds of thousands of dollars annually for species management across the Badger State. Registration, rules, entry information, and reproduction rights agreements are available on the DNR's Wildlife Stamp Funding and Stamp Design Contest webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wildlife Stamp Design Contest.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This 92 Country Weather Update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty.
Northwoods Weather.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 50s. It'll be mostly clear tomorrow, mostly sunny, and it will be warmer with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Mom, is it a good time to sell a house?
It's a great time. Homes are moving, and the right guidance makes all the difference.
Who should people call?
Our team at Northwoods Realty. Our experienced agents help sellers get the best price and terms, guide buyers to the perfect home, and we even have a vacation rental program with over 60 homes, cabins, and resorts.
Rain, sun, and sunshine. Northwoods Realty is here for you.
Call 339-HOME or visit northwoodswi.com. Let's weather the market together.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind all mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, there's something about beer sitting on ice. And something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. There's something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress. Something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday morning. It was all I hoped it would be.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Monday morning couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me.
What would you say you do here?
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
All right, we do have the Greg area.
Morning, you gave me no
boy. How long did it take you to come up with that one, Joel?
About 2 seconds.
2 seconds, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Gray is off this week, so Big G.
I have people skills.
Join us and talk a little bit about life, about the weekend. How was your weekend, Big G?
Oh, great. How was yours?
It was good. I my wife and I ventured over to Hayward on Saturday.
Okay.
Because I had a little investigative work to do at our building over there at our Muskie 101 in Hayward. So
Highway 63 there, yeah.
Yeah, spent a couple hours going through the old historic, I don't know if historic, but there's a lot of good radio stuff in there. So lingered a little bit in Hayward for a while. So a lot of traffic. My wife, after about 3 hours, she said, I'm ready to go where there's no traffic anymore. It's a busy area.
Yeah, Hayward, you know, yeah. Hayward, that's one of my territories there with WHSM Muskie Country, our sister station over there, and WBZH Buzz of the North. And yeah, Hayward and Minocqua, those two territories, I mean, the population triples or quadruples there in the summertime. So
yeah, the traffic up
great
and down
tourist,
there. Is,
great tourist area over there.
Yeah, it's crazy. You did a little golfing this weekend, I heard, huh?
I did, yep. I went over to, I was in Eau Claire by my family there, and my son, he turned 29 yesterday, and so I took him golfing on Saturday for his birthday. So
29. Princeton Valley, huh?
The Princeton Valley Golf Course, yep.
Yeah, nice little hidden treasure golf course
there. Yeah, very nice course there. Lots of, not real long. I mean, there's only like one par five, but there's small par fours, so.
No, it's a nice little course there. We used to golf there with the golf team a few years back. So how's the golf game looking this year?
You know, it's been more up than down, so I'm happy about that.
That's good.
My son, I tried to hang on my son, but man, he was up about nine or 10 strokes on me there for a little while, but I came back within six. So
okay.
Pretty happy about that. So.
All right. Well, it's his birthday, so it was nice of you.
It was a good time. I let him beat me.
Yeah. Nice of you to do that.
Believe that? I got a bridge for sale for you, Joel.
Certainly have had some nice weather. I know we need some rain. Some areas got rain last week. I know. It was very scattered down in Phillips. They got some rain and stuff, but here in Park Falls, it's been, I don't know, 10, 12 days since we've had any kind of rain.
Yeah,
I think.
My son, he lives in Wausau, you know, and they got the hail last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
He works our BRB auto body over there, and he's had 70 hail claims come in there in this last week.
I saw some of the videos. I thought it was going to start drifting at some point on people's decks. It was coming down so hard, and it was piling up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can imagine the hail claims. But that's one of those things where when you have an old beater car, by beater I mean, you know, he might not sell it to somebody, but it gets you around town.
Sure.
And you have insurance on it, and you're like, I'm parking that baby right outside.
There you go.
I'll take the hail damage check, and I won't get it fixed. I'm fine with that. So, but other people with new cars are like,
You got to make sure you have full coverage on that, Joel.
Yeah, so, you got to make sure exactly.
The liability isn't going to cut it on the hail damage.
That's right. You got to be careful with that. But it looks like we're going to remain dry here for a little bit yet. I can always tell because my grass in my front yard, which is always green, is now showing signs of a few brown spots. That's a good sign that we need some rain. Temperatures are going to continue probably in the 70s, so very manageable this week. But as far as rain showers,
I know at the end of the week doesn't look real good. It sounds like some rain showers there, and I had a little plan of bringing my son up here and inviting him up, and we're going to stay in the deck this Thursday and Friday, but I don't know if that's going to happen the way the weather's looking.
Well, I think everybody's hoping for rain, because between now and then, I don't think there's a whole lot.
Yeah, I think it's good Wednesday, and it's supposed to rain Thursday. In fact, we need the rain, definitely.
But yeah, yeah. Well, we have our Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win contest underway with some great sponsors. Big G, we kind of got off to a rough start this morning.
That's what I heard. First
keyword was stumbling out of the gate, but we got her going, so we'll have another keyword in 9 o'clock hour. We got some great local sponsors helping to bring us all the great prizes with us.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Monaco Chevrolet, they're our Text to Win sponsor, and of course our 98Q Country right here. Also on one of our sister stations, 99.7 The Storm.
All right.
So, great. Between those two stations, they cover pretty much northern Wisconsin. I know I can get the Storm and Phillips.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of our great Ironwood affiliates up there that we acquired here not too long ago. So.
Yeah, and the over on Chomix, we got a great sponsor over there too,
betcha,
right?
D&D Tire and Auto Center, repeat sponsor on that. And they got a Yeti or Not Cooler giveaway with some cups and everything. Really nice cooler, and great for camping or fishing or anything like that. If you know Yeti coolers, they're a quality cooler. They keep stuff cold, really cold. And so stop in there and see Chuck and Sadie and the whole crew over there at D&D Tire and Auto Center. They can handle all your repairs. They also do 24-hour towing, do a lot of truck accessories over there. And thanks to D&D Tire and Auto Center for being our Text to Win sponsor on 103.1. Trail Mix.
$100 every day and a Chula Vista little vacation getaway. That's a daily prize. And then every time you enter each hour, seven times a day, that's a grand prize entry at the end, where someone's going to get $250 in gas money. That'll be enough to fill up your tank, and $250 in grocery money, which might be enough to fill five bags the way it's going. It's expensive. So
yeah, that's two of the most, probably the key things right now.
Yep.
And people's with the way the things are right now, that, groceries and gas. Everybody can use groceries and gas. So.
Gas prices came down a little bit here over the last week, which was good to see. But
yeah, see that.
We'll see how that plays out. So another keyword coming up: 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. We got Brewer games and stuff to mix in there. We'll do our best to get the keywords in during those times that we have Brewer games.
All you have to do is download a Civic Media app and just hit the text button, text in the keyword.
And the first time you do it, if you download it for the first time and enter, it gives you an option to opt into a couple of things to get additional entries. So you'll be ahead of the game, ahead of everybody else anyway. By the way, all the winners of our Back to the 50s tickets that we gave away last week have been notified. So I think we had 8 4-packs of tickets go out the door. So everyone's been notified, so come on in and get them if you were one of the winners of that huge. I know you're a big car guy, Big G.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you said you've never been over to this one, but it's on your bucket list, isn't
it?
Yeah,
yep, that's huge. Like I say, it's over 10,000 vehicles. They have I don't know if they call it the barnyard, but it's the gate yard where they have all the real rare stuff in there.
There's people that come from all over the country for this.
Yep.
This is like one of the premier cars.
You might see a 32 Oldsmobile in there. You know, that's very rare.
Yeah,
you get some of these Oldsmobiles. They made 3 of them. You know, three production vehicles. So tell me
a car really that you got to see that stands out in your mind when I say a unique car that you got to see. What's your memory of that?
Well, you know, some of the rare stuff I remember, Kaisers are very rare.
Okay.
You don't see a lot of Studebakers around.
Because they were just pieces of junk, right? They fell apart.
But they weren't the popular cars, you know.
Yeah,
in the 60s,
yeah.
It was horsepower. Everybody wanted horsepower. I mean, you had your GTOs, your Chevelles, and, you know, you were running 300 to 500 horsepower on those vehicles.
All right.
And then 70s, you know, they started getting a little more about 75, 76. That era of vehicles was definitely not the 60s. You know, it's definitely
and we had the gas crisis then. I remember in the Jimmy Carter era, with gas prices were crazy because we had issues over east, and I think that was kind of that transition to, okay, we just need a cheap car with good gas mileage, right?
And emissions were starting to be a concern and stuff,
because they were being regulated.
Being regulated, yep.
Okay.
Started putting governors on vehicles. I mean, when you got up into your 80s and stuff, I mean, you couldn't drive a car over 115 miles an hour, unless it was a Corvette or a, you know, Camaro or Firebird. But they put a governor on there at 115 miles an hour. So I mean, you don't need, not that you need to go that fast, but hey, if you get the right conditions, the right environment,
the right desert,
it's fun to open them up. You got to be open up once in a while. You got to exercise those exercise those, especially those big motors.
I think the fastest I ever drove in my life was when we took a trip out west when Blake was younger, and we were going across somewhere. I'm just like, why not? I mean, I was going 85, and people were flying by me, so I had up to 95 to 100, and it still didn't feel like I was going very fast out there in the desert.
Well, the one of the nice officers of the law had clocked me at 132 on a Lincoln Continental, but it was a very serious thing. It was a medical emergency, so I was
okay.
You know, so
all right,
so
that's moving.
That was
moving.
A Lincoln Continental. So.
That's the average speed of cars going through Lugerville, I hear.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 132.
Yeah. Yep. He was mad because he couldn't catch up to me, but, you know, circumstances prevailed that prohibited that. So.
And that's why we have some of those. You see some police cars now that you're just like, that's a police car? And got a little something under the hood because sometimes there's cases where they don't want to be outrun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Classic Car Show coming again to Flamborama. You guys you guys had a record-setting show last year.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we had 107 cars the year before. We had 103 cars, I think, last year. So we've been over 100 cars registered.
Yeah.
And, of course, the club brings their vehicles up there just to display. Don't put them in the show. And so it's really neat because we always get some different stuff every year. You know, we get different groups that come up. We got our good friends, our good favorites like Tomahawk, Ashland, Minocqua, they all come over, and we can try and go over and support them in their car shows, too. So.
But then guys like that even have cars that maybe they're working on in their back shed that they finally finish, and all of a sudden they show up with that car they've been babying for years, right?
Definitely, yep.
Yeah, very cool. So that's the Saturday of the Flamborama weekend, which is like August 1st.
August 1st.
August 1st is a Saturday. Yep. So that'll be Flamborama.
So we'll be up there again, yep.
All right. Well, very good. We'll have more with Big G and the Greg area this morning. See, Greg, you take 1 week off and it's out. You're out. So Big
Got
G.
The dinosaurs behind the mics now, so watch out.
That's right. News update. We'll get you birthdays, too. If you got one, you can text us or give us a call at 762-3221 for birthdays and anniversaries.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. and Iran exchanging fire over the weekend, drawing into question the ceasefire talks that had been happening. The war now in its fourth month. And, says ABC's Rachel Scott,
the economic toll continues to hit Americans here at home with these high gas prices. But the president still insists he is in no rush to make a deal late overnight. He posted on social media telling critics to sit back and relax, saying it will all work out in the end.
Dozens of arrests now reported outside the ICE detention facility in Newark, New Jersey, a mandatory curfew put in place over the weekend following days of determinations. Another strike into an alleged drug boat in the eastern Pacific. Three more killed, bringing the number killed since the U.S. strikes began to more than 200. President Trump says he will headline the opening ceremony at the Great American State Fair, marking the nation's 250th birthday. That announcement after most of the musicians who had agreed to perform pulled out, complaining it was too partisan. This is ABC News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin's classrooms are facing a growing crisis, and officials say the problem goes beyond just hiring. Poor retention and new graduates leaving the state are driving a teacher shortage that shows no signs of slowing down. But there may be a new solution in the works. Back in 2024, Congress approved more than $500,000 in federal funding to launch a teacher apprenticeship program right here in Wisconsin. State agencies, including the Department of Workforce Development, the Department of Public Instruction, and the Wisconsin Technical College System, teamed up with two universities to get the program off the ground. The idea? Let aspiring teachers earn while they learn, instead of the traditional path, a short internship, a bachelor's degree, and one semester of student teaching. This program flips the script entirely. Apprentices work inside classrooms now in support roles while training for their teaching credentials. And a prominent voter advocacy group is taking Wisconsin to court over how absentee ballots are handled when information is missing. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin has filed a legal challenge against the state's current law, arguing it gives individual county clerks too much power to simply reject ballots without ever notifying voters there's a problem. They're asked to a Dane County judge, require all clerks to notify voters when something is missing, and give those voters a chance to fix it before their ballot is thrown out. That fix-it process is known legally as curing a ballot. The case puts a spotlight on inconsistencies in how absentee ballots are processed across Wisconsin and whether voters are being treated equally, regardless of where they live. And Wisconsin farmers are getting hit from multiple directions, and they want Washington to know it. Senator Tammy Baldwin met with farmers in Janesville this week, hearing firsthand how global tariffs, rising diesel prices, and disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz are putting serious pressure on agricultural operations across the state. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Anapa Chevrolet is here to serve the Northwoods' reliable service and hometown values. They're 100% locally owned. No games, no gimmicks, no surprise add-ons. They treat customers the way they want to be treated. A great place to do business. Plus, get a full AC Delco synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of $59.95. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Your local Chevrolet dealer for Park Falls, Minocqua, and beyond.
News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Brewers take on the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the struggling San Francisco Giants. Lefty Shane Drone on the mound for Milwaukee against the Giants right-hander Landon Roop. The Brewers with a 2-0 victory yesterday in Houston to win the series against the Astros. Pat Murphy pleased he was able to rest a couple of his starters and still get the win.
There's a lot of good things happening. You know, we're giving guys a day here and there. I give Churio and Contreras a day off, and the club still came through. You know, that's losing a lot of firepower there. But, yeah, Miz and Uribe and McGill, you know, doing the things we need to do.
The Brewers in first place, 4.5 games ahead of the Cardinals, who beat the Cubs yesterday 5-1 to win that series 2-1. College baseball, the UWM Panthers playing again tonight against Auburn in the NCAA Regionals. They lost last night to the Tigers 8-1. Tonight's winner will advance to the Super Regionals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Congratulations, graduating class of Shawamigan High School, from the good folks at Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips. May you find much happiness and success in your new journey. Take pride in how far you've come and have faith in how far you can go. Forward Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Listen up, Glidden. If you haven't been to the Dead Squirrel Bar and Grill, you're missing out. It's open 7 days a week, Monday through Wednesday at 2 p.m. and Thursday through Sunday at 11 a.m. Staying open late. Yes, enjoy their famous pizzas, including the new buffalo chicken pie, fresh appetizers, and drinks colder than your ex's heart. Visit 24 North Grand Street and hang with Dave, Brooklyn, and the crew. And be sure to stay tuned. Squirrel Fest is coming June 13th. The Dead Squirrel. It's anything but roadkill.
Save big money in outdoor storage now at Menards. It's the perfect time to get organized and expand your backyard storage space. Arrow Storage products have you covered with durable, weather-resistant steel sheds that offer long-lasting protection, and they look good for years to come. They're pre-cut and pre-drilled for faster assembly to save you time. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ready to accelerate your summer with our multi-state text-to-win contest on 98Q Country. We're doing our part to help you save money so you can have more fun.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Listen for the keywords to text weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win our daily prize of $100 cash and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. Plus, every entry gets you entered to win our grand prize. $250 in groceries and another $250 in gas.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Just download our free Civic Media app, find 98Q Country, and listen for the keywords to text. Official contest rules available at civicmedia.us. Sponsored locally by
Minocqua Chevrolet, your 100% locally owned dealer with trusted, reliable service. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
This weather update is brought to you by Northwoods Realty. Find your dream home or pick from over 60 cozy vacation rentals, because no matter the weather, they've got you covered.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 50s. It'll be mostly clear. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, and it will be warmer with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
98 Q Country.
Wow.
from what I've been told, is Gray is out and the Greg Show is in.
All right.
All right. So sorry, Gray. Greg Gunderson got the week off, and I think he's even going to take a bonus day on Monday, too. Big G is filling in here, and we're just talking about life, talking about summer. Summer doesn't begin for a couple more weeks yet, but, man, we've been treated to some pretty nice stuff here,
beautiful
Big G.
Weather. Yeah. I mean, like I mentioned, Saturday I went golfing. I thought it was going to be real warm. There was a nice breeze blowing, so
yeah,
it worked out great. And oh, it's fun. I was, the last couple of times I've been golfing in Eau Claire, I've met some new folks, some great new people, because sometimes, you know, when you have a lot of people on the golf course, and it was just Dan and I, a twosome, and then there was a twosome ahead of us, and I said, hey, you guys want to join up? And met some great friends. Great, they bought Dan a shot for his birthday afterwards. I mean, you know, just a lot of fun, you know, just to meet new people. And
a lot of great events going at the Park Falls Country Club. There's a lot of scrambles and events going on out there. It's great to see the Westwood Golf Course kind of revise and revitalize with some local folks
They're doing a beautiful job out there. I mean, the food is delicious. They got the wandering chef working out there, cooking out there, Joel and Haley.
Yeah, John was telling me last week when we were at Phillips Lumber for the remote that the their chef there used to be a chef for Marquip and traveled all over the country.
Yes,
and so if you haven't been to Westwood, give it a shot out there, because that chef, they know what they're doing. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I had a great smoked brisket out there. Man, it was just delicious.
Yeah, so that's Westwood Golf Course in Phillips and Park Falls Country
Club.
Beautiful
shape, doing a wonderful job out there, so hats off to the new owners out there, John Peschko, Jeremy Peschko, Bill Harper, and Darren Baratka.
Very good.
Them, took over the Westwood there. So,
well, for some of you listening up in the northern parts of our 98Q listening area, I will be at the Benoit Cheese Factory on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, our sister station WIMI is doing a live broadcast there. So if you want to stop on by and say hello and maybe get a, I think Darla's going to be cooking some brats for free.
Really?
Up there.
Holy cow.
So you'll be there, right?
This Saturday. Yeah, you know, let's see. What am I going this Saturday? What am I going this there? Oh, sorry. No, we got. I can't be there, Joel. I would be there, but we got the Trail Twister this Saturday.
Okay. Oh, that's
Lions,
right.
Big Trail Twister.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. I saw that on Facebook, and we haven't talked a lot about it, so talk about that.
Yeah, this is our third annual. It's an ATV, UTV run that you can bring. All the places are accessible by car, bicycle. I mean, bring your lawn tractor if you want, but we got about five different places. We start out at 8:30 at the Country Cafe. Everybody meets there. Yeah, I have a little breakfast there, and then we run up to 10:30. We go up to the Northwood Supper Club right there in Fifield. They got some Bloody Marys and stuff, so if you want to just have a little treat before you go. And then they go out to the Big Dipper, Moose Jaw, all around Pike Lake. And then we come back, and all these businesses have supported the Fifield Lions. They made donations there, and then we have a big... We have a feast at the park, at Mulbridge Park. That's when they end up there about 4:00. So the five friends of the Fifield Fire Department will be cooking some food there. And then we have all these donations that we put in baskets, and we do basket raffles the rest of the evening there. So, and you get some really nice stuff. I want to thank our big four major event sponsors, of course, Park Falls Plumbing and Heating, great supporter, Pete over there, and Satin, his new girl over there. I think I said that right. They gave us a check for $250 to help support the Fifield Lions in this event. And then Restore You and B&B Insurance. And, of course, St. Croix Rod. We got a real nice rod and reel combo there, some hats and T-shirts, as well as many other raffle sponsors from all the other businesses around the area. If you check out our Fifield Lions 27C2 page on Facebook, you can see all these prizes. And everybody is donated and so forth. So it's one of our big major events, fundraisers, that all the money goes right back in community. We form scholarships. Bring a $10. Anybody in the ride, please bring a $10 donation for Catkins Animal Rescue, one of our big causes that we support is the Fifield Lions. And that's your mission to come on the ride. And, hoping to see everybody out there. Again, it's this Saturday, June 6th. Meet at the Country Cafe around 8:30 for breakfast. And what else can I say about it?
Well, and if people haven't used the new playground there, I know a lot of people are using the one. here in Park Falls, which is a cool playground. But don't miss out. Take the kids down to the new playground in Fifield.
Yep, that was a big undertaking, big fundraiser there, and also one of the groups that one of the causes that we supported. And hats off to the playground committee. They raised over $50,000 to put that equipment in there for the kids. So
yeah,
and it's beautiful down there. If you get down there, it's all modern, real nice, and go out there and check it out.
Very good. Very good. So if people want more information on the Fifield, what was it again? What was the official name of it?
It's the Fifield Lions Club 27C2 page. If you just Google Fifield Lions Club, our page will come up. You'll see a lot of pictures of all our activities, including the ones from last year, and all the activities that the Fifield Lions do.
Should be a good weekend for a ride, even if it is a little wet here and there. It's going to be at least 75, 80, so it should be really good. It's also a good time for garage sales. I see the Park Falls garage sale thing is coming up. I think it's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, 20th and 21st.
Yeah, so it's the garage sale time of year. Time to take all the stuff you don't want anymore, throw it out on your lawn, put a little price tag on it, and see if somebody will, you can talk somebody into taking it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Never know what you're going to find there either.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. It's I love going to garage sales.
It's fun to walk through there and see what you can find.
Yeah, and now with, you know, it used to be the old days, you know, when you and I were younger, Big G, the garage sale was the place to just go get, you know, a toy as a kid or mom and dad clothes for the kids. But now you still have that, but now you have the eBay resellers out there. They're out there scanning and looking for an old toy or something that maybe they might be able to flip and make a few bucks on eBay. So I think that's helped the economy.
They're the ones that are there before the garage door even opens. You know,
the early birds.
They're waiting out there. You know, so
the early birds.
Yes, the early birds. Yep.
Like one stand-up comedian once said, If you live in a neighborhood where you don't know many people, he says, just have a garage sale. He says, they'll all come. They'll all be there. You'll get to know your neighbors really fast. Some of them, maybe you don't want to know, but you'll get to know them. You'll get to know them. And they'll be there early, peeking under the garage.
Yep.
I had a garage sale. My wife and I lived in Maplewood, Minnesota in the late 90s. And I came from small town, so we had a garage sale because we were moving to a house that we bought. And it started at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whatever it was. And it was like an hour before that. There were like three cars parked out in the street. I told my wife, I said, are they here already for the garage sale? She's like, I guess so. So I said, if they want to spend money, I went out, opened the door. I said, go ahead. I said, if you're that dedicated to it, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Now I had them down by my wife's folks there. We 7 o'clock in the morning. We were up and had the thing ready to go by 7:30 because people were pounding on the door. I wanted to get in there and see what they had.
Yeah, I enjoy a garage sale, but I'm not that into it. I'm not going to give up a day of sleeping in.
Yep.
to go to a garage sale. The best experience I ever had was not necessarily a garage sale, but an auction. Mm-hmm. And I miss the old time auctions, and they still exist. They're here.
Yeah.
But the online auctions, I get just as much joy out of that too. I love the online auctions. But I love buying a hot dog from the Girl Scout group or whatever at the old traditional auction. When I lived in Rice Lake, again, many years ago, I woke up one morning and I heard through my open window, I heard 35 now, 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 and I looked around, I'm just like, there's an auction within walking distance of my house.
Yeah.
So I got up and I got the Cheerios done and I got done and I went next door. I don't think I've ever bought so many things at an auction as I did at that one because I could just carry it across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's,
yeah,
that's,
I found, some of these have these home estate auctions where you can walk in the home there.
Yeah, estate sales.
And I found a really nice desk chair that I'm still using today.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this was a chair similar to something like this. And, you know, these are probably $125 desk chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid $22 for this desk chair. So, I mean, you can find some bargains there if you just go up.
There's good ones. My son is decking out his place a little bit with the help of his girlfriend. Well, she's decking it out, and he's just kind of there. Yeah. But yeah, thrift stores. I mean, she's a thrift store, and if you just take a little time to buy like new entertainment centers and stuff like that is kind of ridiculous, because they're out there
for
20, 30, 50 bucks where they're all there. We could stop making entertainment centers probably for 50 years and there'd still be enough to go around for a while.
Yeah, I got one. My wife still got her stereo and turntable and stuff in the basement there. But
yeah,
do we use it? No.
No, exactly. Exactly. The free box is a wonderful thing about summer, too, is on 3rd Avenue here in Park Falls, we had a plethora of free stuff. We had a new family move in at a house on our street, and we had somebody took the free box to a whole new level at our house, because we had a lot of free stuff out there, just random, and it's all gone. But there was a big box. I mean, it was, you know, 3 feet by 3 feet. And quite a bit of stuff in there. And it sat there for a whole day. And the next morning we woke up and my wife took the dog outside, came back in, and she said, "It's gone." I said, "What do you mean?" They took it. They took the whole thing, the whole box. And I said, "That's great." I said, "Kind of wanted the box, but we'll find another box, so that's fine." So they took the whole thing. Free stuff. Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
Throw like your, you know, throw like your old TV in there or something. Just to, some stuff too. Just to
yeah, you should have put some other stuff in there too. But the free boxes are those are a thing of joy.
Oh yeah,
they're a thing of joy. So if you got some, if you're on a well traveled street, especially, and if you got something that you don't want anymore, put it out there. And even take, you know, maybe take a picture on Facebook. There's a lot of great websites for Phillips and Park Falls, garage sales and stuff. Just shoot a picture of it. People will come. They'll come get it. Everybody's got a use for it.
Yep, you bet.
Keep it out of the landfill is my my philosophy on that.
Yeah, definitely.
I had one years ago when I had the business in Phillips, when I had Radio Shack and the Video Farm in Phillips, we did a big sale one day, and we had some stuff left over. So instead of bringing it all back in, I left the table outside, and I put on there free. So everything on the table was free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I came back Sunday morning, and everything was gone. And the table was gone. And I told my wife, I should have been more specific. Not only was the table gone, but most of the stuff on top of it was sitting on the ground.
Oh, they took the table.
They took the table and left everything else there. And I thought to myself, all right, I should have been more descriptive. I'm not going to shame this person. I'm the one at fault. It did say free, and there was a nice little plastic fold-out table you buy for 20, 30 bucks at Walmart or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to be careful when you're doing the free stuff. The container that the free stuff is in, if you want that, be careful.
You put your stepladder out there with your sign on it with the sale, you better move not for sale on that stepladder. Yeah. Somebody will come and grab that stepladder.
That'll be gone.
Right out by your free box. So.
I was thinking that the telephone pole that the sign is leaning against, somebody maybe wouldn't get a chainsaw maybe try to take that baby down.
Yeah.
So, Big G, we'll let you go here, but we got a keyword coming up, and thanks to Minocqua Chevrolet for bringing us our Accelerate Your Summer giveaway, right?
Yep, definitely. And I know you and Gray talk about anything and everything, you know.
Oh yeah.
So I got a question for you.
Okay, I'm in.
Talking about activity, what activity is difficult and easy at the same time? What would you think if something in your personal life?
Difficult and easy at the same time.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you mine, and then you can think of one while mine. But
yep. Okay.
One of my activities is shoe shopping.
Shoe shopping.
Yep. So I go pull into the shoe store, and of course I go up to the clerk right away, and I say, "Do you have any size 15 shoes here?"
Okay.
And she kind of thinks a little bit about it, you know, and says, "Well, might be a couple pair out there."
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking around the shoe store, and all of a sudden I see a big, huge box, and it's got a big circle on it. It says 15 on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, so these things, it's like, you know, I don't have to look through boxes and boxes of shoes, bring my cheaters in to read the little letters on the box.
Okay? Sure.
But what's difficult, there's only like three pair in the whole store.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so that's why it's, you know, it's easy because, you know, they're easy to find. They're not easy to find. They're difficult to find. It's only got three pair in the store.
Right.
But the easy part is it's easy shopping if you find a pair you like, because you only got three to choose from.
Yeah, so, that makes it easy.
So, exactly.
For me, it's probably finding shirts like the one I have on here.
Yeah,
where the sleeves are long enough because I have long arms.
Oh yeah,
I have long arms, but I'm somewhat. My mama made me thin, so I'm not. I mean, usually shirts that are my size XL, the sleeves are never long enough.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So very rarely do I find them where the sleeves come down all the way past the wrist. So that's my challenge. It's a hard find, but when I see it, it's easy because I know it. I'll walk through like a Goodwill, and I'll just scan how the sleeves are hanging down. I'll be bending down and say, oh, that one's lower than everybody else. Let me grab that one. Oh, that's a women's sweater. I can't wear that. So that's basically all I do. So it's nice.
Yep.
Birthday. I'm going to let you read that. Birthday. Don Castro is celebrating a birthday, and that was yesterday. So, Don, we'll put you in for the cake drawing. That was Tom who called that in. Do you have something to read on the air, or is that an off-air thing?
Oh, yeah. No, I got Jared from Carper Painting. He's listening to our radio station. He says painting is easy and hard.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, because you're right. A lot of people can paint. It's not that hard. It's easy, but yet if you don't pay attention, it can get hard. Get hard really fast. So I agree.
Take out all the steps before painting. You got to pick out the color. Something's going to match with everything, and then of course the taping is not a fun job.
Yeah,
I usually let my wife do the taping. She's better at the finer things and stuff. You know, if you need a refrigerator moved or a washing machine, I'm the guy.
But the taping.
The detailed stuff.
And if it's a cheap tape, then the paint's going to bleed through, and now you got to find the white paint to touch up the ceiling because the blue paint bled over into the white paint, and that's a patience part. That's why I've learned in my older age is I don't ever do projects like that in one day.
Yep.
I do part of it. Because when I start to lose patience or interest, that's when you start making mistakes.
Right.
So I do it for a while and then do it for a while again. So I admire people like Jared who...
You want an expert job, call Jared at Carper Painting there. He does exterior, interior painting, all sorts of stuff there. So give Jared a call there.
It's easy, but it's hard. You got it right, Jared. You nailed it.
Thanks, Jared, for that comment. Really appreciate it.
Big G, have a great day.
You too, Joel.
We got a keyword coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned next week for... Wait a minute, Gray's off again on Monday. Stay tuned for the Greg.
I might have to fill in again then, Joel.
Stay tuned for the Greg area again next Monday morning in the 8 o'clock hour.
Listen up, Glidden. If you haven't been to the Dead Squirrel Bar and Grill, you're missing out. It's open 7 days a week, Monday through Wednesday at 2 p.m. and Thursday through Sunday at 11 a.m. Staying open late. Yes, enjoy their famous pizzas, including the new buffalo chicken pie, fresh appetizers, and drinks colder than your ex's heart. Visit 24 North Grant Street and hang with Dave, Brooklyn, and the crew. And be sure to stay tuned. Squirrel Fest is coming June 13th. The Dead Squirrel. It's anything but roadkill.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family? Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lake House Exteriors in Monaco is your go-to for reliable siding, roofing, and energy-efficient windows. Call 715-614-2225 today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings.